WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
And local high school sports around the region last night. The Denison Monarch Co-Ed Relays held last night. On the girls' side, Harlan wins the team title with 195 points. Atlantic the runner-up with a 108 total. Denison third with 104.5. Carroll, Lewis Central, Kemper Catholic, and St. Albert round out the rest of the field. For Atlantic last night, the Trojans had victories from Melanie Nielsen, who won the 200 meters. She had a career best time of 26:37 in that race. Also, Allie Krogman won the 3,000, and Samantha Peterson was the champ in the 800 meters. Second place finishes for Atlantic by Savannah Sorensen in the 3,000. Also the 4x800 relay team of Alex Hartwig, Liz Siggins, Justice Parker, and Allie Siggins was a runner-up. Trojans also got third place finishes in four different relays. Also Melanie Nielsen was third in the 100, and Taylor Berry was third in the 400 meters last night. On the boys' side, the team scoring went like this. Harlan with 127 points, the champ. Carroll, the runner-up, with 106. St. Albert with 101 points was third. Atlantic with 80 for fourth place. Lewis Central and Denison round out the remaining teams. Also last night in high school track, the Corning boys hosting the Red Raider Relays last night. East Mills was the team champ with 99 points, narrowly ahead of Griswold, who was second with 94. I-35 with 55 points. Stanton and Central Decatur round out the top five teams. Cam, Nishnabotna, Sydney, Bedford, East Union, and Essex finish off the rest of the field. Among the winners in last night's individual events, Nick Pittman of East Mills won both the 100 and 200 meter dash events. Also last night, it was Cam's Trevor McKee taking the title in the 110 high hurdles. Also from Cam, Devin Amdor won the discus event. Zach Doty of Griswold was the champ in the high jump event. Also, Cam took the 4x400 meter relay last night, and Griswold won both the 4x8 and distance medley relay titles last night. Also in Red Oak, the Tiger Relays saw Glenwood win that meet with 153 points. Fremont Mills, the runner-up, with 81, 80 points for third place for Creston. AHST with 59, Shenandoah with 59, and AHST with 52 round out the top five teams, followed by Clarinda, Tri-Center, Riverside, Red Oak, and the Atlantic JV. Individually, Ben Jacobson of AHST, he was the champ in the 100-meter event. Also locally, champions include Cade Cleveland of Riverside, as he won the 1,600-meter event last night. Also, AHST won the 4x100-meter relay. Glenwood swept most of the rest of the relay events last night in that meet. In high school tennis around the region last night, in boys' action, it was Clarinda downing Audubon 8-1, Kemper Catholic defeating Denison 7-2. In girls' tennis last night, Denison over Kemper Catholic 9-0, while Lewis Central topped Shenandoah 7-2. In high school golf last night, in boys' action, Shenandoah dumping Sydney 164-202. Jackson Baker of Shenandoah was medalist with a low round of 37. Clarinda beat Bedford 164-211. Kramer Samuelson of Clarinda was medalist, shooting a 36. In high school soccer last night, in girls' action, Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey, a winner over Atlantic by a final of 4-0. Maren McNeese with 19 saves for Atlantic. Amy Lovren with 7 steals. Also, Emily Mitchell, Rianne Kappel, and Allie Hosfeld combined defensively for 15 interceptions for the Atlantic squad. Also last night, in girls' soccer, Denison over Creston 4-0. In boys' soccer, Denison beat Creston by a score of 2-1. Well, Iowa has announced at least four of their football games this fall will start at 11 o'clock. The Hawkeyes say their Big Ten opener at home against Minnesota September 29th will start at 11 a.m., as will the season-ending matchup against Nebraska on November 23rd. Iowa's games at Michigan State on October 13th and at Northwestern 2 weeks later will also kick off before noon. Iowa's only night game will be at home against Penn State on October 20th. The Hawkeyes will open the season in Chicago on September 1st against Northern Illinois, and then they'll host four straight in Iowa City. Well, the Big 12 Conference has made it official, announcing the hiring of Stanford Athletic Director Bob Bowlsby as its new commissioner. The North Texas-based league announced the hire on Thursday, just a few hours after Bowlsby broke the news to his staff and coaches at Stanford. He'll take over from interim commissioner Chuck Ninus on June 15th. The 60-year-old Bowlsby spent the past 6 years at Stanford, helping rebuild its football program into a national power. He was hired away from Iowa in 2006 after 15 years running the Hawkeyes athletic department. Bowlsby now takes over a BCS conference that seems to have found some stability after losing four schools over the past 2 years. The league will head into this fall with 10 members, including new additions TCU and West Virginia. Notre Dame quarterback Tommy Rees has been arrested after being jailed on a preliminary felony charge after a confrontation with police officers early Thursday. Rees had to be pepper sprayed when he ran away from an off-campus party and knocked the wind out of a police officer who caught up with him. The 19-year-old is facing charges of resisting law enforcement, battery to law enforcement, minor consumption, and public intoxication. Rees started 12 of 13 games as the Irish went 8-5 last season after starting four games as a freshman in the 2010 season. A person with knowledge of the situation says Utah State and San Jose State are jumping from the Western Athletic Conference to the Mountain West Conference in 2013 for football. The person says Utah State is making the move to the Mountain West in all sports. A few of San Jose State's sports programs will not be affected, though. Conference USA is restocking its league and is about to add more schools than it's losing to the Big East. UT San Antonio's move to Conference USA was approved Thursday by University of Texas System Regents. Also, people familiar with the league's plans said that North Texas, Charlotte, Louisiana Tech, and Florida International would also be joining Conference USA in 2013. Well, the San Diego County Medical Examiner's Office has ruled that Junior Seau's death is a suicide. The autopsy says the former San Diego Chargers linebacker died Wednesday of a gunshot wound to the chest. The Medical Examiner's Office says it is awaiting a decision by the family on whether to turn over Seau's brain to unidentified outside researchers for study. His ex-wife told the Associated Press on Wednesday that Seau sustained concussions during his 20-year football career. Seau's death follows the suicide last year of former Chicago Bears player Dave Duerson, who also shot himself in the chest. Meanwhile, more than 100 former NFL players have filed a federal lawsuit in Atlanta claiming that pro football didn't properly protect its players from concussions. And plaintiffs in the lawsuit include former Atlanta Falcon Jamal Anderson, ex-Georgia star Lindsey Scott, and veteran quarterback Don Majkowski. They're among more than 1,000 former players suing the league because they don't think the NFL did enough to inform players of the dangers of concussions. The NFL has said that any allegation that the league intentionally sought to mislead players is without merit. Terrell Suggs is expected to have surgery as soon as next week for a partially torn Achilles tendon, but the Baltimore Ravens linebacker insists that the injury will not keep him sidelined for the entire 2012 season. Suggs says he was injured in Arizona while he was practicing for an upcoming conditioning test. He initially thought it was a sprain before a doctor determined that it was a partial tear. A former U.S. attorney hired by the NFL to evaluate its investigation of the New Orleans Saints bounty program says the evidence shows players received payments for hits on targeted opponents. Mary Jo White says that evidence in the league's investigation of the 3-year pay-for-pain system provided an unusually strong record and came from people with friendship, with first-hand knowledge and corroborated by documentation. She added that most of the money in the bounty scheme was provided by the players. The league suspended four players Wednesday for their role in the bounty program and gave them 3 days to appeal. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the New York Yankees are suddenly without baseball's all-time saves leader. Manager Joe Girardi said Mariano Rivera tore the ACL in his right knee, an injury that could potentially end his career. Rivera injured the knee while shagging balls near the outfield wall during batting practice before the Yankees' 4-3 loss at Kansas City. He was carted off the field before an MRI determined the extent of the injury. The 42-year-old Rivera hinted during spring training that this could be his final year in the major leagues, but also said that he won't announce his long-term plans until after the season. His last trip to the disabled list came in 2003 when he had a groin strain. Mike Moustakas further compounded an agonizing day for the Yankees by matching a career high with three RBIs. Moustakas also made a great defensive play at third base in the ninth inning to keep the Royals ahead as they post that 4-3 win. Elsewhere in the American League, Jason Kipnis hit a three-run homer with a career high four RBIs in Cleveland's 7-5 win at Chicago. Brandon Morrow tossed a three-hitter as Toronto posts a 5-0 win over the LA Angels. Jeff Kepinger belted a two-run homer, and Desmond Jennings a two-run triple, while Tampa Bay scored four in the second inning to beat Seattle 4-3. In the National League, 19-year-old outfielder Bryce Harper has a .375 average through his first five big league games, moved up from 7th to 3rd in the batting order. The first player taken in the 2010 draft delivered a tie-breaking double in the 6th inning, lifting the Washington Nationals past Arizona 2-1. Also in the National League, Joe Blanton fired a three-hitter in his third career shutout as Philly posts a 4-0 shutout of the Braves. Eric Bedard accounted for 11 of Pittsburgh's 17 strikeouts in a 6-3 win at St. Louis. Cincinnati scored three times in the ninth before Scott Rowland sacrificed fly in the 10th inning, gave the Reds a 4-3 win over Chicago. Hanley Ramirez collected a pair of RBIs without a hit in Florida's 3-2 win over the Giants. The wife of St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer Stan Musial has died. Lillian Musial passed away on Thursday. She was 91. Lillian Labash was one of eight children whose parents owned a grocery store in McCain, Pennsylvania. Lillian and Stan Musial were high school sweethearts who married in 1940. Cardinals Chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. said in a statement that the organization has lost a member of its family and that Lillian Musial was the love of Stan Musial's life. Stan Musial, who is also 91, has been in poor health over the last few years. Well, the New York Knicks playoff losing streak has now reached record-setting proportions after the Miami Heat took a 3-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference quarterfinals. LeBron James scored 32 points and Dwayne Wade added 20 as the Heat silenced the Knicks 87-70 in Game 3. The Knicks shot just 32% from the field for the game and were held to just 8 baskets in the second half. Carmelo Anthony had 22 points as the Knicks set an NBA playoff record with their 13th consecutive loss dating back to 2001. Oklahoma City also owns a 3-0 lead after a runaway win in Dallas as Kevin Durant broke out of a shooting slump, pouring in 31 points on 11-15 shooting from the field, leading the Thunder's 95-79 romp over the defending champs. Dirk Nowitzki had a team-high 17 for the Mavs, who will host Game 4 on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.